This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Rapapa says they are of both types. Whatever that means, at this stage we don't know exactly what that means. So now we're going to analyze all the obvious and all the tzodis. Gimel obvious name Rebbe Shor Hakirin Vashen Vaharegel Kirin Minala and the Tanu Rabbonin Ki Yigach in the Gichel Bekirin. It says in the Torah Ki Yigach and Ein Negichel Bekirin. Negichel means Kirin. What else could it have meant? Ein Negichel Bekirin. Of course, the gift is Kirin. You can look up in the King James version of the English Bible and you'll see it's the book. That one. What it does, the Gemara is a dictionary to tell us what Negicha means. What's the problem with the word Negicha? There's a problem the Gemara is trying to solve. What's the problem? The problem is ki yigof in the same posuk. So what is it? Is it negicha or is it negifa? Does negicha mean negifa or does negifa mean negicha? That's the question. They both mean the same thing. The question is which means which. So the Gemara ain negicha el bekerin. The only thing that negicha can possibly mean is kerin. Why? Shneimar vayas letzgiu ben kananu kanei bazel vayomer kamar Hashem beidun tanaga esaram vayomer b'choshuru adalu v'kanei reim kano v'hem amim yenagach. So you see from those two psukim that keren means that the negicha is a pushing. It's true that negifa and negicha mean the same thing. Both of them mean a shove, a push. But negicha is that kind of a push which is made with a horn. Ask the Gemara, my v'eme v'chite, ma divrei terem, divrei kabbal aliyafina, in toshma b'choy shiro hadaloi, v'hai me'elifu, kilu mirza be'almu, to negicha b'kerenu, elo ma'u d'tema. Now comes the Gemara to the crux of it. It can't be because I need it, it says to teach me from Torah, not from Tanakh, because it's not a Yalfusa. All it is a Gilu Milsa B'Yalma. So why comes back the Kashi, if that's the case, why does the Gemara have to give me the second Pasuk as well? Elo, but, Ma'u the same, what would you have said, were it not for the fact that we have the Pasuk of B'chol Shoreh Hadaloi, Ki Polig Rachmona Ben Tam Lemuot? This unique distinction which the Torah makes between Tam and Mu'ud, Hani Mili Bitulusho. That distinction is made only Bitulusho. It's true that Mechuberis is also Chayev. There's no Havamina that if an ox gores with his horns that he wouldn't be Chayev. Sure he'd be Chayev. But there's a special Gzeres HaKosuv in the case of Keren, which is the distinction between Tam and Mu'ud. And I would have thought that this distinction applies only by Keren Tulusho, Aval b'mechubere sema kulo mu'edesi, toshma b'cho shoyroi hodoloi, says Rashi. Yesh mehem ulekama mefarish mut d'raf popo b'shmaitim. Ha-keren lingoach, ha-shein lechel, regel drisa lishberes ha-kelin. Be'ele t'nagach asaram behem omem yenagach, alma negicho b'keren. Did we work out why Rashi says that? This Alma. The Gemara says, "Ein negicha ela bekeren shenema." Yeah, but it says shenema. So why Alma negicha bekeren? The Gemara tells us that it's bringing a raya from this pasuk that negicha is bekeren. What's Rashi adding by saying Alma negicha bekeren? Yeah, but do we need to know that? Divrei kabbal and neviim uksuvim v'hamelif u'bitmir haloi gemara midibrei We don't learn from Tanakh anything, no chiyuv and no ptur. So it's not, that's not called a limud. All it is it's in giving us information that kol echid dichtiv negicha bekerenu. That negicha means keren, that's all it tells us. So why do I need the second pasuk? Because what would I have said? Ki chilek rachmono ben tamalu mu'edes. This chiluk which the Torah makes between tam and mu'ed, the b'shot tam ksiv b'chatzu es kaspo etaloi mishalem el chatzi nezik. Uve mu'ed ksiv shalem yishalem shot tachas ha-shot, the mishalem nezik sholem. This distinction of chatzi nezik and nezik sholem hani miri bekeren tulu shodum yidakane tirkiyo ben kanano uchigen shochoz ha-behim ha-kerem ben shunev v'nugocho. The Hosom in that case, Vadai loy mishalim tam kuli nezek. Clearly, a tam would not be expected to pay all nezek, mishum dein darko bekach, loy yola bayrim nishma midovaze. That's why the Torah says, in such a weird case of Karnei Tzirkiyo ben Kanayinov, of Tzlusho, the Torah says that for the first three times he doesn't pay nezek sholim. Aval mechuberes, the urche, who would be in the case of mechuberes, which is urche, Ema kula mu'edesi afilu bitchilo, I might say is mu'ed right from the very beginning, umeshalim nezek sholem, toshma kaner eim ksiv benegiche. So you see from kaner eim that negiche is written by mechuberes as well, alma, so we see mechuberes nami kori negiche, that mechuberes is also called negiche, uvistam negiche, poligraf mona ben keren tamul keren mu'edes. And the Torah makes this chiluk in the case of ordinary negiche between tam and mu'edes. Mashma from this last Rashi, that my doubt, the doubt in the Havamina was as to whether mechuberes is kari negiche or not. When the Torah says ki yigach, does that mean mechuberes or not? We're dealing with the gzeras hakosuv. We don't need any sforas. We're dealing with the gzeras hakosuv. What is the gzeras hakosuv? Tam chatzi nezek, gzeras hakosuv. In Gzeres HaKosuv, then we have to decide exactly in what cases. What case does that apply? Says the Torah, Keren Tzlusho. So I would have thought. Comes the second posse to tell me, no, when the Torah says that there's a special Gzeres HaKosuv by Kiyigach, that's not only Keren Tzlusho. That means Keren Mechuberes as well. That's what it means. In that case, the earlier Rashi is difficult, the Rashi Ela. Let's learn through that again. Where Rashi explains the Havamina. How should the Avamina then be explained? Elo lahachi itzrich voimeh. The ma'od the same ki chilek rachmona ben tamal umeres. The b'shot tam ksiv v'chotzu es kas v'edil mishalem elachatzi nezik v'mu'ad ksiv sholim 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 tachas ha-shot v'mishalem nezik sholim. Hani mili bekeren tzulusho dum yedekan etzirkiyo ben k'nano uchigun she'ovza be'im ha'keren ben sh'neo negocho. Up till there is fine. There you should stop. Why does Rashi go on to say, Dahosum vada loy mishalim tam kuli nezek, mishum de endarko bekach? What is Rashi instituting in this endarko bekach, endarko bekach? What difference does that make, whether it's darko bekach or not darko bekach? There's a gzeras hakosuv on keren tzlusha, finished. And I would have thought it was keren tzlusha because of the posuk from Kane Tzidkiyo, finished, that's all. I need the second posuk to come and tell me, no, it's not only in keren tzlusha. This gzeras hakosuv of kiyigach applies equally by keren mechuberes. That's the Ikka. Why doesn't Rashi explain that in the Havamina? Rashi goes off on a completely different take in the Havamina. And how would we know, Taka, that Keren Mechuberes is Chayev? How would we have known that? Again, assuming we don't have the second posuk, assuming we only have the posuk of Kanei Tzidkiyo, the Keren Mechuberes is Chayav. What would it be? Shein? Regel? If it's not Keren, what would it be? Of what? Of? So it would be a Tolda of Tzlusho. So what is the unique characteristic of Tzlusho, which is Tolda of Mechuberes? Kavanos Lahazik. So then ask Toisvis, if that's the way you want to learn it, then Dayo, then you can only learn as much, if that's your source, then you can't make a Tolda more higher than the Av, and the Av there's a Chiluk in the case of Av, so you'd have to apply that same Chiluk by the Tolda. That's what Tosfos asks, isn't it? So how does it, Rashi doesn't make it, it's no problem to Rashi. He doesn't seem to worry about it at all. All the Rishonim ask that. Rashi just sails right through. So the first thing to examine is whether the chiluk between Rashi and Tosfos that we made on Sunday might in some way be connected with this different approach between Rashi and Tosfos here. What did we say the Yesod in Rashi was? That it's not the Tzadah Shoveh doesn't cause the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is caused only by the unique Chumrah. What is the unique Chumrah of Keren Tzulusha, of Keren? It's Kavanos Olahazik. So Kavanos Olahazik creates the Chiyuv. The general Chiyuv, not the specific Chiyuv. Does Keren Mechuberes have the general Chiyuv? Does the Keren Mechuberes have Kavanos Olahazik? Yes, so it has the general Chiyuv. With a Kol Shchein, because Keren Tzulusha is Lav Urche as well. So Kol Shchein, if Kavanos Lazik, which is Lav Urche, is Chayev, Kol Shchein, that Kavanos Lazik, which is Urche, is going to be Chayev. So since it is the Kavanos Lazik which creates the Chiyuv must exist also in the case of Keren Mechuberes. Now there's a second question, the unique Halochis. Just as in Eish we've got Ketur B'Talmud, and in Bo we've got Potter B'Odom B'Kelim, so in Keren we've got Chatzi Nezek B'Tam. What does Rashi learn? What is the source? What is the origin of that Chatzi Nezek B'Tam? Where does that come from according to Rashi? It doesn't come from the unique characteristic of the Av. So where does it come from? Stamek Zeras HaKosef. But Stamek Zeras HaKosef, that was said on Tlusho, not on Mechuberes. So Rashi can split them and say the general chiyuv learned from Kavanos Lahazik that applies b'kol shchein. Now what about the Gzeres HaKosov? The Gzeres HaKosov you can't learn here because this is not Keren Tzulusha. That's how Rashi seems to learn. And therefore the two Rashis are very good. So let's learn through the Rashis again. Elo lahochi itzrich. Rashi emphasizes that the source of this chiluk is a ksiv. It's written that way in the pasuk. That's why there's this chiluk. Hani mini b'keren tzulusha. That is stated by Keren Tzulusha. Full stop. That's got nothing to do with anything else. Why exerts a kosov? Do me the kind of tzidkiyah ben kanana. Fugon shi'azah b'em ha'kenem ben shuneo. Unagoch. Now, why can't we apply that also to Keren Mechuberes if we're going to say that Keren Mechuberes is the same? No, there is a difference. You might want to say, who says the Gzeres HaKosev after Keren Tzulusha? The Gzeres HaKosev is on Negicho. On Keren, the Gzeres HaKosev is on Keren. Maybe it includes, you know, there's a Chiluk. With the Gzeres HaKosev, you've got to be very careful not to extend it to an area which is a greater Chidush than that in which it was stated. If it was Taka identical, then you could. If with his own horns also it was Lav Urche Bekak, then you certainly could extend it even though it's a Gzeres HaKosov. Then it says Baki Yigach Chatzi Nezek. What is Negicho? It's the use of it's Kavanos Lahazik Lav Urche. So all cases of Kavanos Lahazik and Lav Urche would be the same, but here we've got a problem. It's all very well that it's Kavanos Lahazik and therefore it fits into the general category of Keren, but it doesn't fit into the Posuk of Ki Yigach on which was given the halacha of Chatzi Nezek. That was only by Keren Tzulusha because it's Lav Urche. Do you follow why Rashi needs to do this? Rashi has to say that. Firstly, we could say that that's part of the Pshat in the Rashi Hayap where he said Hakeren Lingoach, not Hakeren Negicha. Remember, we were Medayik last time. But the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a Keren for Negicha. That's what it says. That's its purpose, is Negicha. No, I don't think this has anything to do with the Machlok. It's connected with the Machlokis on Dafhe, as to whether it's a Bechez Geshimer or not. On Teswov.
If you hold this other thing, it's a
Gichel, you're right. The Gemara would be going according to Rashi, according to the Man Delma, that it's Stam Shvorim Lav Bechis Kishimukam. We say Pagan is Kiknasa, which means Stam Shvorim Lav Bechis Kishimukam. And according to that, if that were the case, then well, yeah, then it doesn't make any difference over here. This is only in the Peshit that we say is being mefarish the Gemara, according to the mandom of the Tzam Chizke Shvorim, the Tzam Shvorim are Lav Bechizke Shimur Kaimi, then I would not have been able to apply. According to the mandom of the Tzam Shvorim Bechizke Shimur Kaimi. Right. No, that is Urche, yeah. It's Urche as opposed to Keren Tlusho. So according to the Mandomar, that's Dam Shvorim Lav Bechezke Shimur Kaimi. There, I couldn't apply it. But according to the Mandoma, you're saying, according to the Mandoma, it's Tam Shvorim. Allah Bechez Kishimur Kaimi. According to the Mandoma, it's Tam Shvorim, Allah Bechez Kishimur Kaimi. Then it's also Lav Urche. And then there's no difference between the two. Yeah, she's learning the whole thing according to the mandom that Stam Shvorim Lav Bechizke Shimur Kaimi. Aval Mechuberes Durchi Hu Emer Kulu Moedes Yafilu Betchilo Mishum Mishalim Yizek Shonem Toshma Kanurim Ksiv Bo Negicho Alma Mechuberes Nami Kori Negiche. And therefore what? And therefore despite the Chilukim, the Gzeres HaKosuv is on both. When the Torah says Ki Yigach, that Gzeres HaKosuv applies to both. Now, what does Rashi mean then when he says, Alma Mechuberes Nami Kari Negiche, Uvistam Negiche Poligrachmona? Why does Rashi have to say that Ben Kirin Tamu Lekirin Wedis? According to the Maskona of our Gemara, is Tlusho an Avor Tolda? Are they both obvious? Was one of them a Tolda? When the Apostle says Ki Yigach, is it according to Maskona, is it talking about both, or is it talking about one of them? And if so, which one? Definitely talking about both. So Rashi's chelek with you. Alma mechuberes nami kari negiche. So you could have stopped it. That's all we need to know. So when it says Gigach, that also means Mechuberes. Uvistam Negicha Poligrachmona. So what's Stam Negicha? Normally, when you talk about Negicha, what are you talking about? If your only source was the Posuk of Tzidkiyo ben Knano, then you could say, but forget what the Oxford Dictionary says. Lemaise, Anach Negicha means Tlusho. That's what it means. But if we find Psukim for both of them, then I'm entitled to interpret the Pshat of Kiyigach as Stam Negicha. And Tlusho is Taka Etoldo. It's not Tani Alfusa, it's only the Gili Milfa that will be taken from it. No, you could say, you could use the Tanakh to learn to the Alfusa, just to interpret what Negicha means, but then it would be, if Negicha means Tlusho, then it's Behedia. But what Rashi is saying here is, "Uvistam negicha poligrachmona," is it's not. You wanted to learn that it was, and therefore negicha means both. When it says negicha, it means any kavanos or lazik, whether it's his own horn or he takes something else in his mouth. Both are called negicha, true, and therefore both are intended by the pasuk when it says ki yigach. But Rashi doesn't learn that. Alma mechuberes nami kori negicha uvistam negicha poligrachmona ben keren tamu lekeren muedes. Aye, what about Tlusho? Tlusho now becomes the Tolda. And now it's a good kol shchein. If keren mechuberes, tam is only chayav chatzi nezik. Kol shchein that keren tlusha will only be chayav chatzi nezik. That's for sure. That's how Rashi goes through. So according to Rashi, it's poshut. Now the question is, can Tosfos do the same? Now, let's try. What does Tosfos want to say? That the common denominator, the tzad hashove, causes the general chiyuv. That's how Tosfos learns, right? That the general chiyuv is caused by the tzad hashove, and the specific halacha is caused by the specific chumrah. In that case, comes out interestingly according to Tosfos. If we'll say that the pasuk is talking about tzlusha, then what will be the din with mechuberes? Chayav v'potur. Chayav, why? Because shmiros alech hazik v'shmiros alech. So you chayav. How much are you chayav? How much are you chayav? If you're going to learn it, how much are you chayav? How did we learn? According to Tosfos, the Gzeres HaKosov is that any case of Kavanosu Lahazik, Tamiz B'Sharim Chatzin Nezik. That was how it was. Well, not so according to Rashi. According to Rashi, wherever there's Kavanosu Lahazik, you have to pay. Wherever there's Kerach HaKim Urubo, you have to pay. Where there's Tchilas HaSiyosu Lahazik, you've got to pay. Tosfos says, no, you've got to pay in any case. Which is Kavanosu Lahazik. No, Kavanosu Lahazik. Tam. Chatzinezik is the Gzeres HaKosov as it applies to Keren. So according to Tosfos, wherever there is Kavanos Lahazik, you've got to the Gzeres HaKosov is Kavanos Lahazik Chatzinezik. So what would be the din here? The same thing, we'd have to say Chatzinezik. You couldn't come out with more than Chatzinezik. Your general Chiyuv, it's true you could learn from anywhere possibly. Could you even learn your general chiyuv from Keren Tzlusha according to Tosfos?
Isn't that
the general chiyuv. But lichayon, to learn the general chiyuv wouldn't be a problem to learn from Keren Tzlusha only. My Keren Tzlusha, no, kol shein. My Keren Tzlusha, kavanos lahazik ein darko bekach. One of the specific rules might be Enodar Elavurche. Samimon of Shach. If we're going to say that the specific rule is Lavurche, then that the Chay is not one of the specific rules, then you could learn it, but you would have to apply the Gzeres HaKosov as well. In other words, Tosfos holds that wherever the unique quality exists, the unique halacha exists. Rashi not. Whenever the unique quality exists, a chiyuv exists. But according to Tosfos, whenever the unique quality exists, the unique halacha exists as well. And that's why Tosfos has the problem. Because Keren Mechuberes and Keren Tzlusha share the same unique qualities. And therefore they must share the same halachas. Unless you'll say that Keren Mechuberes is a toldo of something else altogether. But Tosfos says, according to the Gemara further on, you can't learn Keren from the others because of Endarko Bekach. Lav Bechez Kishimur Kam, you can't learn it from the others. So you need Keren Tzlusha. If you're going to learn it from Keren Tzlusha, then you have to apply the halachas of Keren Tzlusha. Gzeres HaKosov given to that particular case and stated in the Torah, and therefore Rashi wants to say that if it's lav ki yotze bohen, then there will not be the same unique quality and that there will be a total p'tur. If there is the same unique quality, it will be chayev. but not necessarily the same way. There's no Avamin in Rashi that the Tolda will be Chayav the same way as the Av. That's why Rashi is prepared to learn further on that Keren Mechuberis is a Tolda of Keren Tzlusho, and Keren Tzlusho will be Chayav Chatzin Nezek, and Keren Mechuberis will be Chayav Nezek Sholem. It doesn't bother Rashi. That's no problem. Not unique halacha. Each av has got its gzeiras hakosav. Each av has a gzeiras hakosav applicable to that av only. But you don't transfer it from that av to anything else. According to Tosfos, it's not the av that has the gzeiras hakosav. The gzeiras hakosav is attached to the unique quality. Kavanos lahazik has got a gzeiras hakosav. Kavachachamurubu has got a gzeiras hakosav, and so on. And that's why Tosfos says, "Aval b'mufaberes ei makulam ledesi, shalem nezek shalem, afilu b'fayim b'shoina." V'im tzei maros Tosfos umei teisi, I mitzlusho dayo kitzlusho. If you're going to learn it from tzlusho, then there's no reason why it shouldn't be any more than tzlusho. The Rivo answers that very simply, that kasha. It's almost too simple to be true. The Rivo simply says that you see that eventually Keren Tzlusho becomes a Muad. Once it becomes a natural for him, he becomes a Muad. For the first time, it's an unusual case, he's a Tam. Second time, an unusual case, it's a Tam. Eventually, for the Chazoka, we say this is now his nature. And he becomes a Muad. What about Mechuberis? The first time he does it, it's natural. It's not unnatural for him to do it. Therefore, there's no Havamina that he should be anything but equivalent to the third time of the Tzlusha. That's how the Rivo wants to do it. I suppose the difficulty is then he's not treating it as a Gzeiras HaKosav, then he's giving reasons. Then he's already saying that the reason is that the reason that a shor becomes a muad on the third time is because then it becomes his nature. That's okay, doshin time is a cry, to give reasons for it is all very nice, to give the philosophy for it is all very nice, but to use the philosophy to pass from the halachas, that's where there's a difficulty. And therefore Kerim Mechuberis from the very beginning will be that's a big chidush, which Tosfos doesn't want to say. So this is the Gzeiras HaKosav. Both Rashi and Tosfos say this is the Gzeiras HaKosav. What they're arguing on, the way we're learning it at this point, is what is the Gzeiras HaKosav attached to? The definition, Kerem or Kavanos HaLazik? Rashi says, what does Kavanos HaLazik mean? That's the chiyuv of Kerem. Tam and Muad, that's the Gzeiras HaKosav that applies to a specific case of Kerem. So this says no. The definition of keren, that's not, the definition of keren is like any other av. Mamoincho, shmiros alarecho, v'dark lahazik. That's it. What is that? What is kavanos lahazik? That's the unique quality which makes you chayav only chatzinezek the first two or three times. If that's the case, then keren mechuberis is the same. If it's learned from keren tzlusho. That's different between Darko and Urche. Right, Kavanos Lahazik applies to all of them.
But if that Kavanos Lahazik is the more civilization, then it's Keren Adik, because in other words, if you go out, you'll see that rocks and you go into that. Then it's a different category from.
But everybody, nobody is chilek that Kavanos Lahazik in all cases of Shor, of Keren. But there's no question.
But
the Kavanos HaLazik definitely makes it more chomer. That does not have a meaning. The only question is, does that get undone by the Lav Urche? By the Lav Ches Keshim, by the Ches Keshim Rekaim?
But the Kavanos HaLazik, which makes it as Keren Adita, that's the matter related to the fact
that. No. That stands on its own on Daf Hei.
The text is himself in Daf Hei at the bottom of the way Rashi's base by Sheikho, where the Manavan said that killing the people.
Yes.
He says that the man Dover holds it, that some shoyim or that fits shivul time. In other words, it's the start of the tough.
Right.
Right,
and then what does the other one say? We're carrying his love. That doesn't mean it's love kavanos al hazik.
No, but kavanos al hazik can be either urche or
urche. Yes, but kavanos al hazik is not a maila by a shor. It's not a kula by the shor according to anybody. The kavanos al hazik is bad news.
Yeah.
The only question is whether the love urche cancels it out. And says even though it's kavanos al hazik, that's irrelevant compared to the fact of how infrequently he does it. You're right, kavanos lazik is a reason to treat keren more chomer. But since he hardly ever does it, we can ignore the kavanos lazik. That we're going to come to. That we come to in the Tosfos. But the kavanos, don't confuse the kavanos lazik with the yurchen and with the adife. Shor's unique quality is kavanos lazik, and that is his chumra, l'kul alma. That's his chumra. The question is whether it's urche or labuche. It could be that it's labuche, and therefore, even though he's got the chumra of kavanos lazik, we can ignore that chumra. At the moment, he's not going into that. All he's saying is that they both have kavanos lazik. Now you're going after the before.
But
now you're giving time with the crow. You're saying there's a reason.
Is that what the word says? If you said that, I'm sure if you go into Matthias, that's going
to. The Matthias and not Matthias, we're going to deal with further on in Tosfos. Don't worry about the Matthias or the not Matthias. All we're saying is. No, not necessarily. Doesn't necessarily mean the Matthias. That we'll see now in Tosfos. Doesn't necessarily mean that. Where do you get it from? If you're going to learn it from Tzlusho, then you've got to learn what are you're taking from Tzlusho. You're saying just as Tzlusho is Kavanos Lazik, this too is Kavanos Lazik, therefore the Mechuberis is the Torah of Tzlusho. Good, if it's the Torah of Tzlusho, you've got to apply the halachas of Tzlusho. Rashi says no, this is Kavanos Lazik, therefore you're chayav for it. Sure. But the specific halachas, that's a Zeres HaKosov, which has nothing to do with it. That's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. The fact that we learned Rashi and Tosfos different to start with enables us to understand why Tosfos as Kashi is not a problem according to Rashi. Imishar Ovis. So what will you say then? That Keren Mechuberis is going to be learned from the other Ovis. Atinat Lamandama Keren Adifo. That's all very well according to the Mandoma that Keren is better, the Kavanos Lahazik, because he has Kavanos Lahazik, so he has the Chumra of Kavanos Lahazik. Vafilo Keren Ati, and. That is the reason, because according to that, there's nothing to detract from it. He only has a Chumra, Kavanos Lahazik.
But it's always
Keren Achanami, but according to the other, that Kavanos Lahazik is nothing compared to his Kula. That is his chumra. What is his chumra? The kavanos lazik. That's his adifus. And therefore, you can learn keren. The kol shchein. The others don't have kavanos lazik and they're chayiv. Kol shchein keren with kavanos lazik is going to be chayiv. Because the first Rabbeinu Tam came. The haindu lemandam apalgan is kamamoyna. As Rabbeinu Tam explains on that, hey, that means the one who holds the palgan is kamamoyna. The islay stam shvorim lav beches keshimur kaimi. He holds that stam shvorim lav beches keshimur kaimi. And therefore, you've got to look after your oxen because they normally misbehave and they're aggressive. So you have no reason to assume that Shor should be treated any lighter than anything else. Adarami should be treated worse. Avol mandoma palganiska knaso. But according to the mandoma, the palganiska knaso, the islay stam shvorim bechezka shimur kaimi, he holds that one may assume that shvorim are generally well behaved. It is true that occasionally they use their karnayim. And when they do, they're being aggressive and they've got kavanos lahazik. But that's not normal for them. And therefore one's entitled to feel relaxed about the shor. And if the shor goes out and he does it, then even though it's kavanos lahazik, it's still a very light form of nezek. Lo yase kerin mikulu. Then you can't learn kerin from them. Kedamrin and the kamar. Kishadis bo benayu. Ati kulu lebar mikerin. Dike lemifrav shekein muodim mitchiloson. What does muodim mitchiloson mean? Perush darken lahazik. As Tosfos explains on Daf Hei.
Mashenkin Bekeren the Bechaz Kashimur Kaimi. But Keren is not that is not Muad Mitchilotho because it's Bechaz Kashimur one is entitled to assume that an ox doesn't go out and go deliberately naturally from the beginning unless he's incited. And therefore we cannot, at least according to that mandomer, at least according to the mandomer that Palgadis Kiknaso, we cannot learn Keren Mechuberis from the other of it. The only place we could learn it from is from Keren Tlusho. And if we get to learn it from Keren Tlusho, we've got to learn the halachas as well, and it'll have to be Chatzi Nezek. That's Tosis's Kasha. Yes, the Kasha is only called that mandomer. And the Rashbo in fact answers this Kasha and says, Eina Chanami, the old Gemara is only going to call that mandomer. But Tosis is not happy with that. Tosis wants to try and establish the Gemara according to both mandomers. So Rashi is certainly entitled. Once the Rashbo takes that attitude that the whole thing is going only according to that mandor, but we can't have any time on Rashi. That's Tosis's cash. Now, what can we say here? Yeah? Why can we not learn? Just let's analyze this cash in a moment. Why can we not learn? Because if we don't analyze the cash at this point, you won't understand the answer. Why can we not learn Keren from the other Ovis, says Tosfos? According to Mandala Palganis Kiknasa, why not? Because the other Ovis, it's normal. Darkun Bekach. And Ashur love Darkun Bekach. How does that Mandala that Palganis Kiknasa, how does he know that it's love Darkun Bekach? Did he go out into the farms and do a survey? How did he know that love Darko Bekach? There are two possible places he could know it from. Either Taka, he went out into the farms and he did a survey, and he saw love Darko Bekach. Or he's got to say to himself, I can learn this in the Beis HaMedrash, I don't have to go out to the farms. Why does the Torah say Chatzi Nezik? If it's compensation, it should be full Nezik. Elamai, it's not compensation. Why doesn't he have to compensate? Because he's not really responsible. Why is he not responsible? Because you see, the Torah holds Stam Shvorim Bechaz Kashimur Kaimi. So why does the Torah say Chatzi Nezek? Knas. Torah wants to encourage people to look after their Shvorim, even though Stam Shvorim Bechaz Kashimur Kaimi. That's the one way of handling it. The other way of handling it, he goes out into the field. What is Tosfos' Kasha based on? Which way? How does Tosfos understand this Mandoma of Palgadliska Knasa? That he went out into the fields, or that he learned it from the Torah? Did you say that he learned from the Torah? So if he learned it from the Torah, then I'll ask you a simple kasha. So what's if we only had the first posuk? That means when the Torah says you chayev chatzi nezek, what's it talking about? Tlusho. Then, if your source of information is the Torah, what would you be entitled to conclude? That stam shvorim b'mechez k'shimur kaimi, as far as tlusho is concerned. They don't normally go stabbing people with daggers. It's not the way of the show. But you can't learn from there that by a Mechuberis also it's love Darko Bekach. So Mechuberis you could learn from the others. So we see in Tosfos' Kasha that he assumes that the man Dama that says Palgadis Beknasa learned that in the fields, not in the Torah. Since I know that love Darko Bekach, I must say that the Chatzi Nezek is Knas, not Moment. That's how he learns it. And hence his kasha. Otherwise he wouldn't have a kasha. And his answer is the other way around. His answer is back. So you see, it's not like that. So you see, that's not how the Gemara learns it. But according to the manda omar palgadeniske knasa, hodek omar avalbe mechuberes ema kulu muedesi. This man, the Omer, who says that by Mechuberis is all Muedes, v'yishalim Nezek Sholem, b'fan Rishoino, and at the first time you've got to pay Nezek Sholem, lav mishum de itzrich kro la'ashmuinen de'ein Muedes. I don't need a posuk to teach me that Mechuberis is not a Muad. That's not what it means. Elo atano hutzraf la'ashmuinen la'viraya min ha'posuk te mechuberes nami abi biklal negiche. All I need to say is that mechuberes is part of negicha. Once I know that Mechuberis is part of Negichel, then I know that the din of Chatzinezek applies to Mechuberis. Once I know that Chatzinezek applies to Mechuberis, Memela, I know that Mechuberis is also Bechezke Shimur Kaimi. Let's go on. Shalitate Loima, so that you will not make the mistake of saying the Negichel Hainu Bitzulusho, Dumye de Kanebalza de Tzitkiyo. That Negicho is talking only by Tzlusho, Aval b'mechuberes darku lahazik mitchilosoi. And where does the Torah say that you're only chayav chatzinezek? That's by Tzlusho, because oxen don't go stabbing people with daggers, but by mechuberes, it is darku bekach, that's what the Torah means. The nilmud, and once it's darku bekach, nilmud mibore michad meyov is the chayav lechatchil and ezek sholem. Then I can say that Karen can be learned from the others. Then I have no problem learning Karen from the others. Why can't I learn Keren from the others? Because Keren is en darku bekach. How do I know if Keren is en darku bekach? Because the Torah is only mechayev chatzinezek. That's where I know it from. Now the shaila is, when the Torah is mechayev chatzinezek, who is it mechayev chatzinezek? Only a tzlusho or a mechuberes as well? If it's only a tzlusho, then I will say mechuberes is darku bekach. If mechuberes is darku bekach, I have no problem learning it from the others. The objection that hey, of learning Keren from the others is only because we hold that the Negicha goes on Mechuberis as well, and therefore Mechuberis is also Chatzinezek. If Mechuberis is Chatzinezek, we must say, and we're holding Palganizke Knasa, of course, then I must say that Stam Shvorim are Becheska Shimur Kaimi. If Stam Shvorim are Becheska Shimur Kaimi, I can't learn it from the others. But if Stam Shvorim are not Becheska Shimur Kaimi, I can learn it from the others. And if the Negicha, the Chatzinezek of Negicha is only going on Tzlusho, then by Mechuberes it isn't Chatzinezek. If it's not Chatzinezek, then it's Lav Becheska Shimur Kaimi. Of course, the Metzius is. The question is, where do we learn it from? How do we establish that Metzius?
It's surely based in knowing the Dark Metzius. In other words, the person will make a mistake, the refuge is a person. But in actual fact, why?
No, what this means in the Baskode is that the Torah doesn't leave this to figure out ourselves. We don't know. Ulche, Lav Ulche, how are you going to work it out? What is your source for that information?
You were learning it from the Torah.
The Torah is Megale to us. Yes, that kind of, you can't get, what are you going to do, a survey with oxen? And who says you're going to get all the oxen in the world?
That was once it comes at the obvious issue of time, it means an actual fact that the way they do behave.
Right, but that would be natural too.
Yeah, but say, otherwise, if you read that book, you'd see that the way they behave.
Yeah, but how would you, if you didn't have the Torah, so where would you go?
I accept that. What I mean is, once you know that.
Then that is the Metzius.
That is the Metzius.
Then that is the Metzius.
Once that is the Metzius, then why do you need the
Metzius? You can answer two things for that. Either like the Torah they had it, the way we explained it on Sunday. The Torah wants you to know that's why. Secondly, how do you establish such a thing? You would have to do a survey, but not in one place. So we're going to do the Shvorim in Eretz Yisrael. And then somebody will emigrate to Australia and say, yeah, the Shorim are different. Yeah, they're wild. And the whole thing, the Torah is laying down this as a course of it. It's not just if they're that way, then. The Torah is telling us that is the nature of Shorim. And if you find wild Shorim, then they're not wild Shorim. You can tame them. That's not the way it is. It's inherent in the Bria that they're Bechez Kishimur. It's something that the Torah doesn't leave to survey. Yes, but if you wouldn't have that posuk, if you wouldn't have the second posuk, you wouldn't know that was the case, and you would have to say Palgadisk of Mamona then. The whole thing has to start from why is the Torah mechayev only chatzinezek? That means that the Torah does not consider it as stam nezikin.
Why not the person?
why potter betomen in the case of Esh? Why potter b'adam b'kelim in the case of Bo? Because some cases where you put the diesel, except the half is a different way. Instead of half on everything, the Torah said on these things you pay full, and on this you pay nothing. So the Torah alters the degree of nezikin applicable in all these different ovus, or more specifically, the degree of shmira needed. And that's the gzeras hakosuv part. Yeah, so we can find little sporos here and there, but essentially these are gzeras hakosuv. That's how the Torah wanted these nezikin to be paid. One of the things we'll be looking at a little bit further on, looking at, is taka, why is one chayv altogether? Why is one chayv to pay nezik? What is the mechayv of nezik? That we'll still be looking at a little bit further on. The achronim deal with that. But that's how to understand this tosfos. That in the Havamina Tosfos says, if stam shvorim abechezke shimur, and that is a fact. If stam shvorim abechezke shimur, and that is a fact, then you cannot learn keren mechuberes from the other ovus, because keren has a weakness which the others don't have. Answers Tosfos, that very weakness you only learn out from the posuk of kiyigach, and you can only learn it in those areas where kiyigach applies. You can't learn it on the areas where kiyigach doesn't apply. That's how Tosfos learns it. Does Tosfos agree with our diuk in Rashi? Is Tlusha the Toldo, according to Maskon, is Tlusha the Toldo, or is Tlusha the also an Av? How do you learn Tosfos? Yeah, I learned in Tosfos that he holds that it's both obvious. That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But Tosfos holds that Tlusha and Mechuberes are both obvious, whereas Rashi holds that the Pasuk is talking about Mechuberes according to the Maskonon. And Negich is both. It's one. It's Negicho. That's called the Gicho. It makes no difference what implement the Shor uses for his Negicho. If he pushes you with a sharp object, that's Negicho. That's how we would have to learn it then, according to Tosfos. It's not pushing with a sharp object. That would be the gicha. Piercing you. Now this approach to the opening of the sugya that we've been adopting here is fundamentally the approach of the Brisker Rav. What I haven't done is I haven't relearned the Brisker Rav, and that in Yitzhak Shiv you can do next week. I learned through the Brisker Rav, then I closed him and learned through the Gemara. So I'm not sure that we've come out exactly as he's come out. But the method of approaching it, you'll find that method in the Brisker Rav. And so it's a wonderful piece. You've got to go through it, you've got to know it. Because that just opens the whole... certainly the first five daf, if not a lot more than that. And that's been the difficulty. It's the difficulty I had with this sugya, was just getting into what it revolves around. Once you know what it revolves around, then things start falling into place. And I get to grips with it, what it revolves around. That's the beauty of the Brisker Rav. One simon, it's 2 pages long. It took me 3 weeks to learn it, but that's all it is. In one simon, he cuts through right down to the essence of what it is. And this is what we're talking about here. There's a halacha, there's a description, and there's a tzadashove. And what are their interrelationships? But you must learn that inside in the Briskerov. We've got a Briskerov here in the Beis Medrash, and make further stats of it and learn through it. If you know the Briskerov at the end of it, you'll know the sugya. If you don't know the sugya, you won't be able to make head or tail of what he's saying. But if you know the Gemara and you understand the shiurim that we've had so far, you'll be able to sail through it. And it's very, very beautiful. Okay. Now let's try and understand the kasha of how the Rosh explains the kasha. The Rosh explains the Rif of Kayetzaveh will have Kayetzaveh. How do you learn? What does the Rosh want to say? Remember what the Rosh. Let's look at the Rosh inside. Now, I'm not worrying about the pace of the shiur. Firstly, as I told you, you're going to have time next week to catch up. That's the one reason I'm not worried. Secondly, there are at least three or four people in the shiur who understand it. Once there are three or four people in the shiur understand it, there's no reason that anybody else can have not to understand it in a week's time. There can be people who now aren't with it. Good, inside. So you've got to get somebody who's understood it. You've got to chazer with him and go over it with him. But there's no reason, once there are people, if nobody understood it, then there's no way that I could leave the sugya. But if there are a few people who understand it, please, anybody who's not clear on it, if you want to carry on with the shiur when I get back, what you need to do is to make sure that you understand this, because these things we're going to work right through the sugya. And if you don't have this clear, then the shiur isn't for you for the rest of the sugya. And you remember I said that the sugya is about 50 daf long. So it'll be a long time before we see you again. He first quotes the Rif, then he says, "Hayonir le Rabbeinu Yitzchak, she'im loy motzinu chiluk betashlumei nezikin, loy hayo ha'sefer mistapek." That's the key line in the Rosh. Were it not for the fact that there are differences in the payments of the ovis, there would have been no shaila. What is he saying? What does the Rosh mean by that? What we're examining is these gzeras hakosuvs of each av. We find gzeras hakosuvs. Even if it's just a general tzadashoveh that you damage, you pay, that's fine, no problem. But once you find gzeras hakosuvs, poter b'tomim, poter b'odem b'kelim, chatzi nezek b'tam, all these funny halochas, now the question is, do these gzeras hakosuvs apply by the toldo as well? Let's stop there for a moment. What's the havamin either way? What are the two tzedonim? Why should it not apply to the toldo? Like Rashi says, it's a kosov. Applies only in the case the Torah gives it. Either the Tilda is very similar and has the same characteristics. No, maybe that the Xerza kosov is not tied to the characteristic. Or will we say? Maybe not. Maybe we'll say that the Xerza kosov is tied to the characteristic. When is the Chatzinezek? When is Kavanos Lahazik? When is the Potter Betomun? When there's a Kach HaChemur of Boy, in which case the Tolda will be the same. What does the Gemara answer at the end? When it goes through each one, and it says, Maishno Hani, the Kavanosan Lahazik, Maishno Keren, the Kavanosan Lahazik, Hani Nami Kavanosan Lahazik, what's the Gemara saying? That the Kosov goes on the Kavanosan Lahazik, as Tosfos learns. So according to the Rosh, the very Kasha of the Gemara is, do we learn like Rashi or do we learn like Tosfos? That's the whole kasha. Once you've got Rashi clear, you've got Tosfos. This is a little different to the Briskerov, but it doesn't matter. Once you've got Rashi clear and you've got Tosfos clear, then the Rosh and the Rif become much clearer to understand. Says the Rosh and the Rif, the general chiyuv, that's clearly there. So in that way, they're not learning like Rashi at all. The general chiyuv is clearly there. The question is, does the specific Zayas HaKosov also apply to the Toldo or not? Is the fact that the Toldo shares the unique descriptions of the Av sufficient to project the Gzeiras HaKosuv onto the Toldah? Or do we say the Gzeiras HaKosuv has to do with the definition of the Av? That's all. If it's Bor, it's Potter Vodah Bekelim. If it's an Av, that is Bor. It's Potter Vodah Bekelim. If it's not, Nit. That is the Tzadim according to the Rosh. Then the whole sugya starts taking shape already. The Briska Rov, what I would like you to get to the stage in the Briska Rov is that you can say it over outside. It's logical, once you understand the difficulty of Briska Rov is just to have clear what he's saying. But you should be able to do that now. Once you've chazed the Yishiyurim and you know the Sugya, you should find it easy to work through the Briska Rov paragraph by paragraph. Make notes as you go, do whatever you want, but at the end of it you should be able to say over the Briska Rov. That's very important. Says the Gemara, Toldah de Keren Mayi. What is the example of the Toldah of Keren? The Gif and the Shichur of Itzel Vito. Maishno the Gif of the Karele Av, the Chtip Ki Yigach, the Gif and Amik Siv Ki Yigoyf. Answers the Gemara, Hain the Gif and the Gichi. The Tanya Posach with the Gifa Vasim and the Gicha Loy Malachal Zui and the Gifa Zui and the Gicha to tell you that they're both the same. Maishno Gabi Odom Dichtiv Ki Yigach Maishno Gabi Behem Dichtiv Ki Yigach. Why does it say Ki Yigach by man and it says by Behem it says Ki Yigach? Odom Dizle Mazlik Su Ki Yigach. Ki Yigach is a stronger Loshen. So Odom needs the Gicha to do him in. Behem the less Le Mazlik Su Ki Yigach. Behem can be done in with a little Ki Yigach. Why is it important to know that? And the Torah tells us something else, by the way. But it is easier to do an animal in than a human being, and therefore, if he's done an animal in, that doesn't make him a muad, or he's done three animals in, that doesn't make him a muad for Adam. That might be too much, for even for that show. But if he's been a muad l'odom already, then behema by him is that's no problem. Says Rashi. I'm going to go through these Rashis quickly because we've done them all. The Gifa Shadokhfo Begufo Bezika Bekavono. The Vitsa Shiroso Kelim Derev Beholcho Verovtsalem Kedel Shovron, also Bekavono. Beito Shiboto Beraglel Veshibro Esakerim. The Ohachi have you told the Kerin? Why are they told the Kerin? The Kavanoson Lahaziki Kerin. The Ein Hano Lehezeka Ki Kerin. The Ein Ezeka Motsu Tadir. Rashi says three qualifications for Kerim. Kavanos lahazik, en hano lehezeko, and en hezeko matsu tadir. It's not such a frequent thing as regularly, constantly walking, chains. This is different to the question of whether urche bekach or not. This is the kula alma. This is not part of his normal lifestyle. Behilke chavu ki Kerim. The chol emas de lehu ada bevezin gimel pa'omim bekach. That word bekach, you remember, we were medayek. Means he's got to be muad for the specific tolda. They don't all join together. If once he's mevayet and once he's roivets and once he's noishech, that doesn't make him a muad for kerim. Bekach, he must have that thing. I've done it three times. And the mishalem is nezik shalem. Maishmen the gicha the karele ab dechtib ki yigas the gipa nami ksiv ki yigav shor ish eshor eil vekiva the gipa ksiv tevi nami av. Since the gipa is written in the Torah, let that also be an av. The Yerushalmi taka learns that it is an av. So we have a precedent for this, saying that there's more than one av. The Yerushalmi learns the gipa is an av as well. Hach the gipa the gicha hu veloy the chifas haguf. That word the gipa, when it says in the Torah ki yigav, that doesn't mean pushing with the body; it means with the horns. The Elonogach, Loi Malacho, to teach you the Hach Negifa Lav Dechivas Hagufi, that this Negifa is not pushing with the body, Elon Negichas Kerin. Velekele Meimada Kati Negifa, Havi Avi Negichas Zuhi, Avi Negifa, I am I Tsef Hakert? That Negifa is the Av and Negicha is Negifa. Who tells you that Negicha is the Av and the Negifa equals Negicha? Neither the Negifa is a Gufta, or Negicha Ashkechan de Bekerini. Because we've already had Psukim showing that Negicha is Bekerin. So you can't play around with Negicha. You can play around with Negifa. Negifa also means a Shav with his body. Is the Kerin part of his body? Yes, it is. So could Ki Yigach be Kerin? Yes, it could. Could Ki Yigach be the Chifas Haguf? No. Because of the Psukim from of Kerin that we've already had. Gabi Odom Kshash Onogach Odom Ksiv Ki Yigach Shor Es Ish V'Gabi Negich Shor B'Shor Ksiv Ki Yigach Shor Ish Shor Re'eyu Odom Dislei Mazlo Shish Ledas Lishmer Es Gufo Ksiv Ki Yigach V'Vadai Niskavin HaShor Lohora. The Shor's Kavona was clearly bad. V'Vol of B'Kreach and he came hard. Avol Negifah V'Yimash B'Shim Atzorim Medu D'Chof V'Bekanav. Negifah, he was there in front of him and he wanted to get him out of the way, so he pushed him with his horns a little bit. Lishnach Rin Islei Mazle. A man doesn't die that easily with negifa. Which is just pushing the horn a little bit. That's how a man can be killed. A man is less delicate in that sense than the animal. Since the Torah uses the word negicha by odom and negifa by behema, bearing in mind that negifa is a lighter form of shoving than negicha, that implies that an animal finds it easier to kill another animal than to kill a man. Mashmienu, that teaches us. That if a shoir has been made a muad to kill an animal three times, that does not make him a muad for a man. If he's nogach a human being, after having been nogach three animals, if he's then nogach a human being, then dinay ketami remains a tam. The eino mishalim is a kofet. The betama ireg odom ksiv sokol yisokel ashoir uval ashoir naki. There's no payment because the din of a shoir tam who kills a man is that the shoir has to be stoned and the ox remains, and the man doesn't pay anything. With a muad ksiv gam baal of yumas. And in the case of muad, it says and the owner must also die. For hoy misah in a moment. And that death is money. For some people to pay money, that's like death. Shemeshalim is a kofir, because he's paying kofir. Demei neherog liyoshev, the value of the person who was killed to the yoshev. The loy misa mamish is not proper. Misa damrin v'perakama de Sanhedrin. Al ritzich osu atahurgu v'yatahurgu al ritzich ashoiru. People are killed for their own act of murder, not for their asses, for their oxen's acts of murder. If an ox is found to have killed a man three times, then the next time he kills an animal is a muad. And how can that be? Muad laarugis odom ishkachas lo kushalei omad bedin. Ad sheneg nogat sholish poamim. That he hasn't been brought to court yet. That the shor has not yet been brought to justice. And in between is already gored three times. Shlo niskam yad kshem is harishon. He wasn't stoned as soon as he did the first act of negicha. That's your deal in the thing that she's only on misa. Because it's not really negeya here, one could say. One could say it's not negeya at all. Here we're talking about the distinction between negicha and negifa and why the Torah, what the Torah wants to teach us. It wants to teach us that. But it could be that, I don't know yet, but it could be that there's ha'odah for negicha even if there's only damages. Even if it's not a chatzinezik, even if it's not death, but we need to check that up in halacha. That's as far as we are. Now, for the next year, the Tosfos that we're going to do are the four at the top of the next page, or the five Tosfos at the top of the next page. We'll try and go down to the two dots, and we'll do the five or as much of them as we can on Thursday night in Yitzhak Shem. The five first toys for Sanon Daf, Gimel Amud Aleph. marrying rather, Shafa, yeah. I'll probably leave marriage a little bit early, unless you want a few minutes before marriage.